views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
The future awaits you with Let It Go Radio and internationally renowned host Barbara Scheidegger. Do you struggle with believing in yourself, reaching for the stars, or simply saying, yes, I can? This show will accelerate your yes to anything in life as Barbara explores self-improvement, behavior modification, how to effectively achieve your goals, and quantum hypnotherapy. As an ultimate renaissance woman, Barbara will show you how to let go of old patterns, manage expectations, and gain the necessary tools to live a more vibrant, prosperous, and happy life through the Scheidegger approach. No perfection, just excellence. Let It Go Radio starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here, as you just heard, with Barbara Scheidegger. I am so thrilled. I'm really super excited to be introducing all of you to Barbara and her work. You know, during this show today, you're going to be able to take a journey with us and ask yourself the question, am I living my future now? Am I doing that? Or am I putting it off? Am I stuck in resentment? Am I stuck in things that I don't even fully understand for myself? Well, many of us know what it's like to be stuck, for sure. You've heard me talk about it now, like going on 15 years, right? All of you know that. But the point is, how do we move beyond that? How do we step forward in our lives and live amazingly? Today, I get to introduce you to someone who is helping so many people stand in their yes and fully understand that beyond just the word yes is knowing that you can really do pretty much anything you want to do in life. But sometimes you need to get some help along the way. Today, I am so thrilled and honored to introduce you to Barbara Scheidegger, who is someone that has said yes to her own life, that understands fully all of the tools that are available because she has studied so many of them so that her gift and talent can be brought forward in what we call the Scheidegger approach. So today, letting go of so many things, you know, has to do with what we're clearing the slate for to bring into our lives. Are we afraid? Are we like getting all crazy about the holidays already or thinking about next year before we're even there? Or are we wanting to bring something so special and important into our lives by cutting away those old patterns? Today, I'm so thrilled that we're going to be talking about quantum, my favorite word, quantum hypnotherapy. Let it go, embrace the new. Barbara, it's great to have you here. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And it's a real pleasure to be able to talk about how I can help and how the learnings I had that I brought actually through my whole life and I made a big change in my own life. I realized that I needed help. And that's the big key. Mm. I couldn't do it on my own. I needed help. I tried with many things, you know, you go to the doctor, you get pills. I took one and I realized I was out of the world somehow, floating around when I took that pill, that I crossed the street without looking. And lucky me, no car came. I realized it later when once I was on the other side of the street. So I called the doctor and said, look, I took one of these pills. It did not help. That's what happened to me. And his answer was, well, that's not good. Let's do something else. So I went to a psychologist. Look, she was fantastic. She tried to help, but somehow it didn't work. We didn't go to the core of my problem. Mm. I was always told what I should do and what I have to do. And we went back to the past, digging back in the past and pointing out people who did wrong. So I started to resent these people. I started to be angry at these people, but they were from the past. So why would I be angry? And what I had to understand, I needed to take full responsibility for my action. I made the decisions. I made the decision to stay that long on. I was afraid. And because I was afraid, I just stayed and did what I always did, even if it wasn't good for me. I went back to the past, took some tools from the past that, well, they worked before, they should work again. It doesn't. It brought me to the point I was at that time. So somebody suggested to me, why don't you do hypnotherapy? I just said, what?
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to ask you, like, what was your response to that? Because I remember the first time somebody said that to me, right? And I'm like, what? But again, you know, isn't it interesting how this information and how these things show up in life? I mean, I don't really believe in mistakes. So after you said what, what'd you say?
I hit rock bottom at that time. Mm-hmm. And I said to me, really, what the heck? Whatever. If they make me bark like a dog, I will bark like a dog. If I have to hop around like a bunny, I will hop around the bunny. But I need help. And I took one session. After the first session, I felt the change within me already, that I somehow it came up to the surface what I did unconsciously. Suddenly I saw what I did and I repeated it over and over again without actually knowing what I did. And what's very important in hypnotherapy, and because I help people in hypnotherapy and not with hypnotherapy. I help them in hypnotherapy and give them tools that are available to them to move forward. I saw what I did, and at the same time, you don't ask why. The why in hypnotherapy is absolutely not important. It's a loop. It's like, imagine a toddler gets up in the morning and you say, the sun is shining. Why? Well, because it's day. Why? Well, we need to go to work. Why?
Oh.
We need money. Why? You need always to find an answer, but you never have the right answer. It's a constant loop. So in hypnotherapy, we ask, what and how can we move forward? What happened? What can you see? And then the how.
Yeah.
The why is going back in the past and brings resentment. And in hypnotherapy, you don't have to relive your life again. You don't have to see what you did. You just have to see what you are doing. And then we can get rid of that. At the same time, the question when people come in always, I ask, what do you want? And that what I was asked too. She asked me, what do you want? I said, what do you mean what I want? I don't want this. I don't want that. And she said to me, hey, I ask you, what do you want?
Oh, boy.
And then it's really interesting. She said, wow, I can tell you what I want. And I realized actually then suddenly I needed to know what I wanted and I needed a plan. And from that point on, I focused on what I wanted. Mm-hmm. What is my goal and how can I get there? I did realize I have to go through the pain.
Mm.
I have to face it. I have to be honest and I have to face it and see the way to overcome these obstacles. It is just, then I realized it's just an experience. We have challenges in our life every day. And there are experiences. Yeah, some of are good, some of are not that good, but we have to face them. And that's what we do in hypnotherapy. We face the obstacles and we basically talk to them and release them.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we have to replace it what we want with what we want. And that's the key too.
Yeah.
So you cannot take something out and just leave it there. And then there's a void and you might replace it with something that you don't want again. So yeah. In hypnotherapy, we remove it, but we replace it with, I say always, I know it's not maybe correct, but with your want things.
Yeah, I like it. No, I like the word because, you know, two things that I learned along the way with this is exactly what you said. The thing we're going to talk about today, too, is, you know, you also are trained in Reiki and NLP. I mean, you have such a deep toolkit of skills. I think it's amazing. The thing that you said that is so important, I want to talk to you about when we come back, is a lot of times, maybe this is not you, Barbara, but I know it's been me. I've always been this super like independent. I mean, listen, I was homeless at 17, so I had to learn some skills, right? But doing things alone has not really ever helped me get my wants to be realized into my yes, my life today. When we come back, I want to talk with you about what is the meaning of yes, I can? How important is it? And what is it about the work that you do? I've been on your website. I can see all the people, what they say about your work. But there's a level of caring and precision that I would love to talk with you about. We're going to take a short break when we come back. How do we turn those wants and desires into yes, I can? And look at me, I've already done it. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
In your eyes, there's a heavy blue. Want to love and want to lose. Sweet divine.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is really super amazing for me to be introducing all of you to Barbara Scheidegger, and more importantly, to Let It Go Hypnosis, the Scheidegger Approach, and much more. Today is the first of an entire series we're going to be doing together, and ultimately Barbara moving in and hosting her own show, which is fabulous. I want to just let you know that you can find out more about Barbara really super easy, like we made it so easy for you. If you go to letitgoradio.com, it will take you to our fabulous new website, or letitgohypnosis.com, or you could just go to barbarascheidegger.com. And, you know, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, Carter is putting in all the images, all the lower thirds, all the information, all the phone numbers. And by the way, I just want you to know that Barbara offers free consultation. That is super important to know. So Barbara, what's the best phone number for people to call you if they're listening today and they're like, well, wait a minute, consultation, can I really talk with her? What's the best phone number for them to call you at?
It's 323-999-4775.
Awesome.
That's where you can call me for 30 minutes free consultation.
I love it. You know, and we're going to talk about the consultation and why this is important as well. Before the break, I was talking about the meaning of Yes, I Can and how it relates to what you've created known as the Scheidegger Approach. Yes, I Can is something you're super passionate about. How have you had to learn about that in your own life to overcome some of the obstacles maybe that you had?
It's definitely that the first step, I had to take responsibility for my action and then figure out actually what I wanted to do, even though it seemed so impossible. And I realized that everything is possible. The impossible just takes a little bit longer or cost a little bit more, but it's possible. So I had to make my own statement to myself, repetition. When I doubted myself, I myself looked in the mirror. I said, yes, I can. I convinced myself that I can, with certainty, with being stabilized.
Yeah.
And the power within me. There is a power within us, all of us, that we somehow we just ignore because we are afraid to acknowledge it. It is the unknown. It brings up the power we have, and it's mm-hmm. so strange to do new things.
Yeah.
For people, especially when we are getting older, we always think we need to know everything, which is not possible. So we always can learn. So the yes, I can helps you to move forward as repetition. And that's what's quite important in the Scheidegger approach I do for 21 days. I help people in 21 days that can make a change in their lives to the positive, with a positive attitude, with the strength within them, they can empower themselves, see themselves, the true them, what's within them, actually. I saw the true me. Who am I always? It's more, we always adjust to people because they're telling me how we should be, what we should do. And I ask always, who were you before people told you who you have to be? So we have to go back to the true self. And that's what we find in the Scheidegger approach in 21 days. And it is work. There is no overnight fix. There is not that you come into me in the morning, you fixed. Everything is cool. And with nothing in the world, there is no overnight fix. Even when you go to the doctor and they give you pills, in the morning you have to take another one because you're going back where you were before you took the pill. With the Scheidegger approach, after 21 days, I bring you to the platform that you know you have the strength, that you can make your own decision, you think positively in every aspect of your life, that you see what you have learned, what you can do with what you have learned, and what that these learnings you have brings you further ahead and towards your goal. So we're thinking about thoughts. We have the tendency to think everything negative.
Yeah.
When you say, I'm going to, you know, I heard it again, I'm going to my family for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But, you know, my brother, my this, does this. I said, okay, is that new to you? They said, no, he's always doing that. So why is an issue? How are you going to handle this time? It's him. You cannot change him, but you can change the way you look at him, the way you think about him, the way you act to him. And that's a positive moving forward, instead of thinking what could be the worst scenario. We have to start thinking what's the best scenario. What's the best that can happen? What's wrong with that, honestly? If you think about the good instead of the bad. That's what I helped people to change their way of thinking, that they can switch into positive thinking, that they see exactly what they're doing in a conscious way. We bring it to up to the consciousness to see what we're doing and release that and replace it with a positive thought, with a positive picture. Because hypnosis, being in hypnotherapy or being in the state of hypnosis, is imagination. Mm-hmm. It's imagery. You see it, you feel it, you taste it even, you get the emotions in, the good emotions, and this has to be linger within you, and get these emotions have to be bigger and bigger, so you find clarity of what you want, and interrupting the bad habits, so that the good habits become automatically, and the bad habits actually get they melt away. They just go.
Yeah. I love what you're talking about, because so often we think, well, wait a minute, is it really that simple? Is it really that simple? And what you're describing is, it might be that simple, but you have to be willing to take the journey and go down the path of discovery, right? I mean, this is the idea of quantum hypnotherapy. It's not like it's like overnight, but it's the fastest route between point A and point B. Point A where you are, point B where you want to go.
Yeah. In hypnotherapy, it's repetition. It is, look, when I started to drive, I had to learn stick shift. So I had no idea. Do you have the clutch? Do you have to shift? On top of it, you have to watch the road. You have to brake and then to clutch out. And everything was consciously and very scary at the same time. But today I drive, I don't even feel like when I shift, when I stop. I just know I have to. And that's in the unconscious mind embedded. It's the automatic response. And we have automatic responses that we don't realize that they're actually there, but they bother us. Through hypnotherapy, going down to the quantum level where there is no judgment, there is just the true you, without guilt, without the chit-chat, I should, I could, and it is just you. You and the body and the mind. And that's where we can make changes.
Mm-hmm.
That the changes are going to be made in that state,
mm-hmm.
where there's no judgment at all.
Isn't it exciting when somebody actually goes through this and realizes, here I am and I'm different. Something is different in my life. I mean, this is really exciting. And, you know, I don't really know quite another tool that is able to help people shift decades of patterns of stuckness quite like this, because that's really what we're talking about. We're not just talking about, wow, I ate an extra piece of apple pie over the holiday. We're talking about going back and thinking about, man, I used to eat the whole pie, right?
Yeah. It is what it is. Do you see what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
at the same time. And even if you eat one piece of pie, then you ate one piece of pie. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't make a guilty feeling out of it. The body will react. The body reacts to your thoughts and to your emotion. A thought brings a picture. A picture brings an emotion. So when you, especially people who want to, and I don't like to use the term losing weight because losing is affiliated with finding.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I say if people dump their weight or melt their weight or throw it away, I say always enjoy the food first. If you eat with the guilty pleasure, your body will react to it.
Wow.
In any way, your thought will affect your health. Your body will send you a signal. Hey, that's not good for me. Maybe in a headache or a stomach ache or something, and nobody can figure out why you're sick. It's your thought that matters. And if your thoughts are constantly negative, you will have a disease. You have an ulcer. Even cancer can be developed like this. The body will react. Hey, you didn't. First, the body sends you signals. You don't react to it. The body will tell you, hey, you didn't react to my signal. I make it bigger. One day you have to react to it. And then it's a big problem. But if we catch it from the beginning, and we can take care of it immediately, it's going to be gone and there's no more problem. We have to go in sometimes for checkups, but that's a normal thing that we do anyway.
Well, you know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, what does this mean to stand in our yes in a world of chaos? We're also going to talk about what are some of the beliefs we have about this time of the year. You know, Barbara, you're going to really love this. I'm going to share this too when we come back. What if you have a belief about this time of year that says this is the worst time of year for my business? What is it that you're inviting? What are the world of possibilities? And how do you turn that thing around? We're going to get some help. Because if you started out by saying, this is the worst time of year, fill in the blank for whatever is going on, we're going to find out from Barbara how to turn that around. Stay tuned, everybody. If you want to give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. Just give us a call at our toll-free number. If you want to get a little help, move some things along. And are you ready to fully stand in Yes, I Can? What does it take? And how does it bring out the best in you? We'll be right back.
I want to be your end game. I want to be your first string. I want to be your A-team. I want to be your end game.
Don't you wish you had more joy in your life? Check out the new book by Robert Max Schoenfeld, For the Love of Joy, a 30-day adventure for creating joy in your life, because you deserve more joy, more love, more health, more abundance, and more life. Available now on Amazon. Get your copy today. Visit theartofpowerfulliving.com. That's theartofpowerfulliving.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you searching? Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Hey everybody, welcome back, welcome back. It's so glad, I'm so thrilled to be introducing all of you to my friend and colleague, Barbara Scheidegger. Let It Go Radio, living your future now. And, you know, in the weeks to come, you're going to hear more from Barbara, more about her vision, her purpose, her passion, but most importantly, about how you too can stand in your yes, change your life, and live in a world that you want to live in with the things you truly desire. You know, I love the word desire. A few years ago, I was introduced to the word in a whole different way. And so Barbara will help you do that. We're going to talk about Yes, I Can and what it means to stand in Yes, I Can, despite what's going on around you. Barbara, you know, part of standing in Yes, I Can really ties back in to how you work with people. I mean, you have a 21-day approach, and I know that for you, you work with so many people. What is it about that approach that helps people literally change overnight sometimes?
It is, first of all, the person has to be willing to make a change and get over the fear. The fear is what's holding us back to move forward. In these 21 days, you become the fear you had becomes actually the power for you to move forward, to see that you can. The fear is just you setting yourself up for failure, so you have an excuse not to move forward. It's like, I told you so, I cannot do it. I told you so, it's not good for me. Or somebody told them it's not good for you. So they have to prove that they were right. And instead of listening to their own voice, to their own desire that they desire to have and to want, and the outside world tells them differently, and we listen to the outside world. In hypnosis, in hypnotherapy, it's just you. It's the true you. You're there and you listen to yourself. We are having conversations with ourselves. It's very interesting that it comes up and you can convince yourself also that you can. And I truly know, yes, you can. There will be some obstacles, but yes, you can overcome these obstacles in a very healthy, organic way without side effect. Hypnotherapy has no side effect. Mm. It's one of the oldest tools in the world that have been used. The Egyptian used it. The Greek used it. World War II, World War I, they used hypnotherapy to perform surgery. So it's there. It's been very well known, but people are afraid to approach it because there is no it's nothing tangible. I'm not handing you a pill, and you're not diagnosed with something. It's just like, hey, we can fix that. Hey, we can move forward. And yes, you can. The power of yes, I can is within you. And in hypnotherapy, you get in a state that you can see yourself doing it.
Yeah.
And you get the emotion already.
Yeah.
And you can convince yourself, yes, I can. Only if you open up your eyes in the morning and start with a smile. Just a simple smile, no matter what, smile. You walk up above the ground. How wonderful is that? It means you're alive. So smile, no matter what's in front of you. You can overcome and understand how many times you have overcome challenges. It's just work that we have to do for 21 days.
Yeah.
You and I are working together. I help you to move forward. I guide you through, but you are doing the work. I need your input, and I need your honesty. You have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And when I know that I was successful helping you to move forward, when you look back and laugh about the things you did in your life, and you cannot believe it that you did them because they weren't good for you, then I always know I succeeded. Look, I had just a lady right now. She did a 21-day program. She's a little bit older and got stuck from her 17th year, since she's 17 years old, in the past. She always felt she was guilty of something, and she cannot. And I helped her to overcome. Now the 21 days are over. She has changed from black to a colorful person. She sees the positive. And when she looks back, she's laughing. And what she actually did after the first session, she went to bed in the night and couldn't sleep. She had to get up and wash her sheets because the old memories were still in there. She washed them and she went back to bed with fresh sheets in her bed.
Yeah.
And in the morning now she had now her old clothes. She threw them in a trash can, and I said, why don't you give them to someone else? She said, no, there's old memory in there. No one should feel like I felt my whole life long. Mm-hmm. And she threw them in the trash, and that was it. So it's seeing what you did before, and not why you did them, just what you did. And we get rid of that. And you feel it yourself.
Yeah.
It's your work. I'm just guiding you through. I help you to go to the state of the quantum level that you can see where is no judgment. And you're able just to release that in positive thoughts.
Yeah. I know quite a few professional athletes, right? And what the world may or may not know is that athletes, whether they're professional or amateur, they work with hypnotherapy in their lives so they can visualize their success. I mean, it is something that we're now starting to see in the world, in every walk of life. It's like you said, you know, this is an ancient approach that is so relevant to modern times. I can't even begin, you know, to explain how it is helping people in the world we live in today. I shared an example, Barbara, before where I said, you know, I have a friend that starts the month of December out with, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, this is always the worst month of the year for us. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, I don't want to just say stop, but we have to be able to have a way to turn that around and say, well, wait a minute. You know, not why do you think it's the worst, but we have to have a way to move those thoughts and beliefs to another place.
So my thing, question is always, if you're so negative, what do you gain from it?
Yeah.
What do you gain from it? Tell me. that you're right, because you go to work in that negative thoughts. Well, what can be done to make it the best month of your life, of your year? We have to look at that. what can be changed, how can you move forward. You going in and go in the morning to work, that this is going to be a good day. We are changing some things around. Obviously, if this is always the worst months for you in life, then you conditioned yourself for that. It will happen. Make the switch now. Just in the morning, get up. This is going to be a good day. I'm looking forward to something good. Find the good in it and not the bad.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the good? Why do we hang on the bad? That we can tell you, then I told you so. No, I can do it. But what has to be changed? Focus on what has to be done. What do you want? What is the reason why do you want it? What is holding you back? What is your old story that's holding you back? What are you willing to change in that, just to move forward? And how would it feel? Imagine how would it feel when you reach your goal for what you want. You make a few dollars more, or you meet more people. And what will change in your life once you achieve that? It's a plan. It's a planning. It's like you plan on the negative. It's going to be a bad month. It's going to be a bad month. I'm planning for it.
Oh, boy.
It's you set yourself up for that. So what is your old story that you're holding on to? Change that story. I say always, people say always, well, change the chapter. I'm telling you today, close the book, write a new book.
Yeah.
And what this book should be called, your legacy. What will be your legacy? What do you want people to say about you? How do you want to feel? And how do you want to give your legacy to others so they can learn from it too? Close that book now. It's old. You're repeating, you're reading it over and over again, and you know every single word, every single action, every single laugh, every bad thing in it. It's time for new. And this is your legacy. What is your legacy?
What
can people learn from you?
What if we could say, everybody right now, just lean right into this now. This is going to be the best month of my life to date. And it's going to get better and better and better. What if all of you, whether you're thinking about going home with the family, not going home, you know, how are you going to get your work done? How are you not? What if this were the best time of your life right now, this time of year, this month, next month? What if it were, when we come back, we're going to talk to Barbara about the vision for well-being. That's what we're talking about. Having a vision for well-being. Barbara's going to tell us how she works with people, but also, and more importantly, how you can work with her. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly. Breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
Oh, wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, you know, this is really our intro show, and you're going to hear lots more from Barbara Scheidegger, Let It Go Radio. And what this is about is living your future now. That's what Barbara helps people with. You know, whether you are stuck or maybe you're not stuck, maybe you have a vision for yourself, which takes you from wherever you are now to where you want to be. You have something on the horizon you want to be successful at or you want to create. You know, maybe it's about relationship. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's about food. Maybe it's about joy or peace or happiness. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, she works with people all over the world. If you want to find out more about Barbara, you can go and find a lot of information at letitgohypnosis.com, barbarascheidegger.com, letitgoradio.com. It'll all take you to her website, and you'll be able to sign up or give Barbara a call for her free 30-minute consultation. Barbara, what's the phone number again for people?
323-999-4775.
Awesome. You know, this segment, we're talking about having a vision, setting up a vision for you, your life. And we talked about you can have a vision that this is going to be the worst month or you're going to fail, or you can have a vision that it's going to be the most incredible month or time in your life. So tell us about what this means, having a vision for well-being, and how do you work with people so that we can sustain that? You know, it's not like one day. How do we create that sense of well-being?
It is having the vision that you desire to have and believing it before it happens, seeing it, feeling it before it happens. And people who are successful in their lives, that's what they do. They have the vision and nothing holds them back, even if the vision, they have to regress a little bit and move forward. It's an amazing concept and it's there. The vision we have, it will happen. We will get what we desire, what we visualize. And this is in hypnosis, we see that. The important, actually, I have to say, in hypnosis, by the way, I can help you on Skype. I can help you come into the office. The technology today is wonderful. It works as well on Skype as you come into the office. Or I had people also, I flew to them or I was driving to their homes and I helped them in their home. I'm global. You can I can be wherever you want me to be. Mm-hmm. I can help you. Quite important actually is also that many people think that in hypnosis you lose control of yourself, and you have to tell your all personal secrets, but it's quite the contrary. Mm. Hypnosis will guide you to only what you want to do and what you want to talk about. There is nothing. I cannot get your bank account number,
right,
your secret little things or anything out of you. Only if you want to tell me something, that's what you're going to do. You're in complete control. It's amazing. More control than even if you're outside on the street, you're doing your work. You're in completely in control what you want to do. It's a very safe place, mm-hmm. and you will feel that way also, that you're safe and comfortable. And in hypnosis also, you will learn to take complete responsibility for your action, your situation, and you can remove the blocks to your success. And these are also blocks, and we remove them. We will remove them, I call them the bad files, and mm-hmm. replace them with good files. Because it's very easy to get stuck in in your way of success, that you're telling yourself always, I can't, or it takes too long, or I will never will get better, or nobody
right.
likes me. Logically, you would get out of your own way. If somebody tells you that, you would tell yourself, this person, get out of my way. Today, I teach you how to get out of your own way, because you're staying in your own way. Your ego does not let you go through. And you don't have to hit rock bottom. If there is something, let's do it now. Why
yeah.
waiting until the New Year's? Or the New Year's is one of those, I think it's terrible, the New Year's.
I think it's a myth. I think this
Absolutely.
Whole idea, it's like my friend I was telling you about. It's like, yeah, it's going to be like, the New Year is going to be good. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. What did you just write off, like 40 days?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? You're going to hold like the consciousness of no in these 40 days? And boy, I'm telling you, that really cuts out possibilities, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Especially the New Year's, then people go in, they drink.
Yeah.
That's my last drink. Or then they are depressed because they're alone, or it's not a good way to start. You have to start now mentally to be ready to make the plan on New Year's. It's like the lady I had. She said, well, I'll wait till the New Year's. And I told her, why? What's going to happen at the New Year's? Well, it's going to be New Year's. It happens every year. And how many times did you say that to yourself?
Oh,
let's
boy.
Start now. And she's ready for the New Year now. She has the plan. She's already in it, what she's going to do. Every day she's repeating it, and she started now to take walks already in the morning. She started to get up in the morning now at 6 and not at 6:30, just in order to do what she wants to do. So mentally she's prepared. On the New Year, it's full blow. You go,
yeah.
girl, and you
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
It's to me an amazing part of that. You have to be ready. It's not going to happen on the New Year's. Then they go for 2 weeks like crazy people to the gym. And then they're so exhausted that they're not going back. Even there, you need to have a plan. Focus on on the joy then. What going to the gym, what does it bring you?
Yeah.
What
well,
results
I'll tell you.
Do you want?
I'll tell you, I took your advice, Barbara, and I started to get, okay, don't laugh, but I love playing ping pong, table tennis, and I've played it when I was young, and I started playing again. So I was listening to one of your videos, and I thought, I'm not waiting to really, excel at this. I'm going to start now. And what a feeling of joy, and I could see myself improve. I mean, I'm not waiting for the new year to like what? Wow. What a great show. This is amazing. The time is just flown. One last question. So much we're going to talk about moving forward. What's your personal message? What do you want to say to folks right now?
Make the change now. Focus on joy and gratitude for your life. Focus on the good part of your life. See what you have accomplished. Take that and move forward. What have you learned from where you are now? And take that forward. Don't look in the back. The past is the past. You can't change it. But if you leave now, it's the foundation for tomorrow, for your future. What you do today will affect what you're doing tomorrow. So your mind matters. Be nice to yourself, respect yourself, and accept yourself for who you are, and also accept your body for what your body is. You're unique. There is no one else like you. And in hypnotherapy, also my approach is tailored to you. What works for you does not work for someone else.
Thank you for listening to Let It Go Radio with Barbara Scheidinger. Tune in next month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Barbara guides listeners to believing in who they can become and say yes to an epically amazing life, the Scheidinger way. The future awaits you with Let It Go Radio. For more information on Barbara Scheidinger and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit her website at letitgohypnosis.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.